Hi, it's Mark here. What you're about to hear is a sample of one of our bonus episodes, which we release once a month alongside the monthly updates of Dr. Bitcoin. These episodes allow us to go into depth on certain topics that we don't have time for in the regular show, such as interesting or important elements of the Craig Wright story, interviews with those who have dealt with him in one way or another in the past, and deep dives into his legal cases. The easiest way to listen to these episodes in full is by becoming a member of the Dr. Bitcoin Supporters Club, which, for a small monthly fee, will allow you to listen to all the bonus material, past and future, in your chosen podcast app. Or, if you just want to listen to one or two, you can get them as MP3 downloads from our website for a small consideration. All the money received goes directly into paying the cost of the podcast, ensuring that we can keep on telling the Craig Wright story. For more information on our bonus content and how to get it, plus exclusive discounts for bundle downloads, head to www.drbitcoinpod.com. That's drbitcoinpod.com. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy this sample.
Contented Media presents Dr. Bitcoin, the man who wasn't Satoshi Nakamoto, an original podcast series with Mark Hunter and Arthur Van Pelt.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Bitcoin, the man who wasn't Satoshi Nakamoto, and the first in our series of bonus episodes covering the lawsuit being fought between Lynn Wright, wife of Craig Wright, and Ira Kleiman, who you will almost certainly remember from the blockbuster Kleiman vs. Wright case, which concluded in December 2021. Central to both cases is the ownership of the company W&K Info Defense, given that it is this entity to which Wright owes the $100 million awarded to it by the jury in the Kleiman vs. Wright case and the $43 million in prejudgment interest awarded by the judge following the verdict. In this first episode, Arthur and I will look through the history of W&K as an entity, the evidence surrounding the claims being made by Lynn Wright, and what has happened in the lawsuit to date. Arthur, are you ready to dive into this one?
Yes, sir, I am. Thanks for having me again on these Dr. Bitcoin bonus episodes, Mark.
Always a pleasure, always a pleasure. We'll start with a brief history of W&K Info Defense. W&K was founded on February 16th, 2011 by Dave Kleiman and Craig Wright, although only Dave Kleiman's name appears on the paperwork. However, after failing to land any of the four Homeland Security contracts the pair were bidding for, W&K seems to have gone the way of many companies started between friends and sunk into obscurity. It formally ceased operation on September 28, 2012, after Kleiman failed to file an annual report. Ordinarily, this would have been the last we would have heard of W&K, except that it would, as we know, come to play a very important part in the Kleiman vs. Wright lawsuit, not for anything the company did, but instead for who owned it. On April 26, 2013, Dave Kleiman died, meaning that, with no other shareholders listed, control of W&K passed to Dave's brother, Ira, his next of kin and sole executor. Ira Kleiman, however, knew nothing about W&K. On July 25th, 2013, some 10 months after W&K had ceased operations, Craig Wright launched legal proceedings that would eventually see him recover over $56 million in loans allegedly made in Bitcoin to the company. In order to bolster his claim, Wright had former CFO Jamie Wilson, who had quit all Wright's companies after discovering what he believed to be fraudulent business practices, Craig Wright says he fired him, reappointed as director of the company, without Wilson's knowledge, while Wright managed to get himself appointed as representative on both sides of the lawsuit. Arthur, how did Wright go about trying to prove these loans in court?
Well, Mark, let me start with that it was not only Bitcoin. Not many people know this, I think. But there was also 20 million Australian dollars in gold bonds mentioned.
Ah.
Yeah, seriously. That actually reminded me of early 2011 when Craig Wright was looking for fellow entrepreneurs to build a new, let's call it a clunky payment system, a sort of PayPal backed by gold.
Yes, yeah.
Which never got any traction, of course. But anyway, let's go back to 2013. Craig made two false claims of 28 million, I have to say, Australian dollars. And the first one was in July 2013. That one contained a few lines about gold bonds, and allow me to quote from the court filing that Craig did back then. It says, the funding was supplied using Bitcoin and gold bonds. And paragraph 12 then says, a bond of Australian dollars 20 million was provided to cover funding aspects of the research and for the provision of ASC hardware, which has 5 years remaining. Now, just for the anecdote. But then there was also another such claim, again for 28 million Australian dollars in August of 2013. And together that was 57 million Australian dollars. And you know what happened, Mark? Basically, the judge of the New South Wales Supreme Court took Craig's claims, supported by those false statements and several forgeries, for granted. He didn't do any due diligence on the paperwork and awarded Craig the 57 million that he asked for.